Learn more about the various cultures and traditions in and around the Berg. It's Culture on the Q.
I love that intro. Yeah. It doesn't get more culture than what is happening this weekend. Mavuno 2023 Festival and Exhibition. What is that? Well, if you don't know, it is a free two-day event that starts Friday because it is the program and the opening reception, which means you need to come eat, drink, be merry, and see the amazing curators and what they have ready for us. That kicks off this weekend because you're going to get to go to Swickley Sweetwater Center for the Arts. Say that three times real fast. And you can see the exhibition that's going to be there. But you can also enjoy the festival from 12 to 5 on Saturday.
And it's in the park. It's if you're an old timer, it's where the Swickley Ice Rink used to be.
You stop.
But it's in between Route 65 and the river. And it's in this park down there. And there's ever going to be a beer garden, which is cool. But the cool thing is that this is an annual celebration as far as African-American art, music, celebration of the culture. So there will be beer, there'll be arts and crafts. And I like the fact that there's even going to be poetry, live poetry readings.
That's the best part. Our girl Bonita. Yeah. Love Bonita. So for people who don't know, it means Harvest Moon. Did you know that?
I did.
Look at me.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, it's been around for over 25 years. I mean, that is such a good celebration. And I feel like this is something, you know, we always talk about the culture of the on the queue of the queue. The culture on the queue segment was designed so that people know more about what they don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know what we know based on the things that we do repetitively. But if you go try something new, it may become a tradition and you can celebrate more culture that way.
And you could learn about the stories that the people there will tell you about why this art is made, why this song is made, why this particular poem, those kind of things. And so some of the participating artists are Alicia Dawn Young, Dave Rondaley, Douglas J. Webster, Ernest Bay, Janet Watkins, Marlon Gist, and Marcy Nixon, Norman Brown. Anyways, you could get all of this information about this. It really is a cultural event over at the Sweetwater Center for the Arts website.
Listen, we would be remiss if we didn't mention that on Friday night, the opening reception, it's actually paying homage that whole evening to, it's like a special recognition for someone who was part of the Swickley community who unfortunately passed away. How about that? Betty Douglas was her name. I couldn't think of her name.
Yeah.
And they are paying homage to her because she is one of the reasons that Mavuno has been around for so long. So several of the pieces of Betty's artwork will be on display. And obviously a remembrance speech courtesy of the Women of Visions Collective. So that's a pretty cool thing that they're doing and paying homage. You need to check out Swickley Sweetwater.
Vendors that'll be there, Bobby Bonita Art, 2C Premium Coffee, Auberly, PGH Dumplings, and Royally Fit.
Listen, the whole dumplings thing, you saw the video, right? Now, there is a little bit of a refrigerator going on in the background. That just means there's always things happening in the Sweetwater kitchen. That's all that means. But that is selling out constantly. You know, we've talked a lot about Chef Alvarez, who does a lot of the food, the culinary programming there. But if you check out the Pittsburgh dumplings, so cool. You have to see the video that actually Monica from here, her and Johnny actually did that. So there you go. So if you're looking for something culturally to do this weekend, of course, we're telling you go enjoy the Mutt Strut. Of course, we're telling you maybe go take in some Millville Days. But most importantly, get your culture on. Go over to the Riverfront Park and see what's going on. Thanks to Dave Bracey. You know, we had him on not too long ago. And he was talking about Barrel and Flow. And now he is the reason that there is a beer garden. Four different brewers are going to be there. $20 a ticket until Saturday. If you go, it's $25. So get it now. But most importantly, don't be a jag. Go to Mavuno this weekend. Check it out on sweetwatercenter.org so that you can find out more about that event. We're going to tell you what is new on the queue next with John and Rachel. You jag off on queue.